Ayin Ches. Chulin Ayin Ches, and we are ending the fourth parak and going into the fifth parak on this transition day. Another transition day in Maseches Chulin. Okay, we are on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. We are on the two dots, the Ein Kovrim Osa. So the Mishnah had said that what happens when we have a fetus that came out from an animal that was supposed to be Kedushas Bechor. So if it was Mavaker Shipila Shilyas, then we just throw it to the dogs. If it's Mukdashin, then we said that it's at least half that has Kedusha, because even the females, so Tikaver. But it cannot be Nikbar in the precious Drachim or hung up because of Darke Ha'emori. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what we're commenting on. So Abaye and Rava Dami Chavayu. Abaye and Rava both say, Kol Davar. The Yoredei Kufayin test, please. Kol davar sheyesh bo refua, ein bo mishum darki ha'emori. Anything that is medically suggested, that is medically advised, ein bo mishum darki ha'emori, there is no problem with darki ha'emori. As long as it's refua related. Ein bo refua, if it's not refua related, yesh bo mishum darki ha'emori. So that is darki ha'emori, because, you know, why are you doing it? If it's refua, then you can say that's your ultimate tachlis, the purpose of what is being done. But if it's not refua related, so then it is darki ha'emori. What exactly does it mean, refua related? So Rashi here says, does it go on the wound or not? That's Rashi's definition. Rashi says three lines from the bottom. Yesh bo mishum refua means kagon mashke osam olachash shaloche shalamaka. You have medicine or even an incantation that you do on the maka, on the wound. So even something not physical, but something on the wound, that is considered refua. Ein bo mishum refua. Thank you. Something that does not have refua. What does that mean? Kagon shaosin shalo al hacholi. Something that doesn't have to do with a wound. But like our case, where you hang up these miscarriages to try to prevent further miscarriages. That's what they used to do. Rashi again says nichush, as he did yesterday. So in those cases, that would be a problem. That's how Rashi describes refua before, because of yesh bo mishum refua, ein bo mishum refua. If you look at others, the Rambam, as you would have guessed, the Rambam says this in a number of places, Mishum Refua means something logical and something that has been tested and Menuse Ubeduka, that it is works as a Refua. So that's something that's okay. But anything not like that, anything that is not Beduka Menuse, known to be have medicinal toeles, so that is a problem that you cannot use. That's yesh bo mishum darkei ha'emori. Again, there's a big tshuva of the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Tuf Yud Gimel, where he has five pages discussing this shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, I'll read it to you. He quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim: Kol mashe yomru shehu mo'il mimashe lo yigzer oso ha'yin hativi. Rather, he says it goes to teva or ena hekesh nosim osam velo yamin asechal shemichayvu davar klal. If it's outside the world of teva, I'll read you the Rambam from Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says in Yud Aleph. It's not exactly about the Darkei Amori halacha, but this is one of the Rambams that they also put together. Misha neshacho akrav, o nachash. Somebody was bitten by a scorpion or a snake. Mutter lilchosh al makom hanashicha. You're allowed to do lachash, you're allowed to do an incantation on the place of the bite. Yefilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. What's the even on Shabbos? The Yushalmi says that we should watch what we say on Shabbos. We shouldn't talk too much on Shabbos. That's the chiddush. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Hayno mishum da'asul harbas b'sicha b'teila." But still, this is allowed. Why? Kidei leishev daito ulachazik libo. In order to strengthen his heart. Here's the key line: Af al pi she'ein hadaver moil klum. Even though it's meaningless, the incantations aren't going to help. Says the Rambam, "You're going to do it. We'll allow you to do it because people think they help, but it's a panacea. But it's not that it's going to." Help. Ho umesukan who he tiru lokadesh l'tarif daito alav. Since he's in mesukan, so we allow him because it's here for the das. But meikar adin, we wouldn't allow it. It's like the fascists here. So we're worried that people think that this is I need that. So we allow it, but it's not going to help. That's his lashon of afal pish ein hadavar moel klum. But this is how the Rambam elsewhere also defines yesh bo mishum refua, ein bo mishum refua. If it is not sakaras the fascists, let's say. Not sakaras the fascists, so then Darki Hamori comes in as an Isser, so it depends if it's logical and used and experienced or not. That's a different definition than Rashi. If you look at this Gra that we've quoted many times in the past, that's the Gra in Kufayin Tes, in the end of, right before Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Ma'onein U'machashef. In Shulchan Aruch, right? We think, what does this have to do with me? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufayin Tes, let me find the line in this one. Says the where's my Gra? Here it is. The Gra is Os Yud Gimel, but over here, Mishi quotes the Rambam that we just read. Mishi Nushachon Achra Motulochas Vilu B'Shabes Abishinat Vermo Klum V'Chulu. Says the Gra, Harambam, the Kalkas of Apirsha Mishnah L'Perik Dal Devarus Kochavim Aval Kol Habaim Acharav Chalku Alav. Everyone after the Rambam has argued on this Rambam. Shahare Harbi L'Chashim Nemru B'Gemara. What are you telling me? Nothing works. There are incantations that work. Just read Shas. And the Gemara talks all about incantations that work. V'hu nimshach achara philosophia. He was pulled after philosophy. His philosophical bent made him reread the Gemara de lo kipshuto. V'lachin kasav shakshafim v'shemos ulachashim v'shedim v'kimios hakol hu sheker. That's what the Rambam says. Aval kvar hiku oso al kadkado. But people have knocked him over the head. What? Kramatzinu, Harbi Masios, Bigamara, Apishemos Ukshafim. A lot of stories in the Gemara like this. Amra Ihi Milsa, Vasarta, Laarva, Vachulu, Shabbos, Chulin Kofhei, Soferek Dalan Mises, Yerushalmi, quotes all these different Gemaras, Vaharbi Vachayosibo, Lamanik Rishmok Shafim, it's Macha, right, it's weakens the Pamalia Shamala, Vachulu, Vahalis, Philosophy, Hitato, Berov Lekha. Lefarish haGemara hakol b'derech halitzi, to say everything's a metaphor. V'la'akar osa mipashton. V'chas v'shalom eini ma'amin b'hem v'lo mehem u'mehamonam. Elakala dvarim heim kipashton. Elashishlam pnimius lo pnimius shal ba'alei philosophy shem chitzonius. Elashal ba'alei ha'emes. Every time we read that, it gets sharper. But that is that's the Gra right here in Kufayin Tes. Against this whole world of the Rambam. The Rambam would say about when we're talking about Darki Amori, Mishum Refua, Eina Mishum Refua, that's what it is, that's what it's talking about. Okay. There's what if you have a suffix about it? Is that Darki Amori? What, it might work, it might not work. It's not Vadais. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba says that as long as it's a suffix, you can still use it. Well, the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah, seems to say it is a problem. Okay. Either way, that is related to hanging up of the miscarriages. Says the Gemara, Vahatanya, is this really true? But now, second to last line. Didn't we learn? Elon Shemesha Peirosav, in Elon, that its fruit are falling off too early. The fruit is, they're already ripe, but it's falling off too early. So, Sokro Basikra, so what do? You take a staff and you mark the tree, Vitano Boavadim, or you weigh it down with heavy stones you put on the branches. So why would this help? So Bishla Batano Boavadim, fine, weighing it down with stones, that's logical, that can be explained. Ki hechi de nichush chele, so that the tree gets a little weaker, and if it gets a little weaker, it'll hold on to its fruit a little longer, it won't, you know, let his fruit drop so early, and therefore that would solve the problem. So that's a logical gardening strategy. So there's nothing wrong with that. Ela sokra besikra mai. But why would you mark it with a red streak? Why would that work? So isn't that Darki Hamori? Well, that's not Borishim Refua. Why are you allowed to do that? So answer ki hechi delichas yuha inshi v'lebay rachmi alei. Oh, you want people to daven for this tree. So if you mark it, people are like, oy vey, look at that tree. It needs a refuah. And people are going to daven for it. That's all you're doing. So again, it has a logic. Kidetanya, just like we have by a Metzora. The Tamei Tamei Yikra, as we darshan, it says this person will be Tamei, he will be called Tzorech Lodiel Rabim. You have to let everybody know that he's a Metzora. V'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. So that so many people have rachmanis on him and daven for him. His koach atil is not good enough himself. You get all of Klal Yisrael to daven, that itself will make a difference. V'chein mishira bodavar, anytime anybody has something happen to them, something tragic, rachman alitzlan, tzorech lodiel rabim, let other people take part in your misfortune, and Rabbi Mavakshim Allah Rachamim. So then people will daven, and in that way it will be Rav Hashem, the Gzeira will be overturned in Shamayim. Amar Ravina, Kaman Talina Kufsa Bedikla. Ravina says, according to who do we hang up the Kufsa? What's a Kufsa? Rashi says, Eshkol Tamarim, a bunch of dates, and it's a Simin Shemesha Perosav. So that's another way to do it. You hang up clusters of dates on these date trees. Who says we should do that? Kamaki Aitana, like this Tana that says we should be Mavakish Rachamim, so that way it'll also be able to be Mavakish Rachamim. I saw in a couple of the Svarim, they quote maybe Dafka Mitzora. Why Dafka Mitzora? Why Dafka Mitzora? Because the Zohar says that a Mitzora, we know, is called Muzgar. You have a Muzgar and a Mukhlat. So when it's, Muzgar is closed up, Mukhlat adds on to that. Not only is he closed up, he's a Vade Mitzora. Muzgar Ya'an Segurim Lefan of Shari Tfila. He's muskar because the Shari Tefillah are somewhat close to him. He said, why you could give a Zohar for this, even though it's a Zohar, right? Because he's sitting outside the Machaneh, he's Hufresh Menat Tzibur. And that's why his Tefillahs are less powerful, because he's not connected to the Tzibur. What?
He doesn't say Tamei Tamei.
Other people. I'm saying Tamei Tamei.
Not yet.
That's why I said Mukhlat. He's sitting outside, but even if he's Mukhlat, he's still, Mukhlat might mean now he's Vadai a Muzgar. Right, now he's Vadai closed off. Before, and he was a Suffolk Muskar. He was closed, literally, but now he's Vadai Muskar. Yan Segur on the front of Shari Tefillah, Nimsa She'inu Yachol L'Vakish Rachmim Al Atzmo. So you can't. V'lochen Yodiyot Tzara L'Rabim, Shemi Yivakshu Al Rachmim. It's amazing that a tree is in trouble. So you're like, hey, please daven for my tree. Right, daven for my child, daven for my family, daven for my tree. And it's interesting, that's what, this could have been this guy's Parnassa in those days. He sold dates, but this was what was said by the Gemara. Okay, Hadrulach Mehima Makasha, Baruch Hashem, takes us through the fourth parak of Chulin. Everybody could take a deep breath right now. So this is really one section of the Masechta that has been completed. We mentioned at the beginning that it's very orderly. So for the first two parakim are all about in Yoni Shechita. How to Shecht, who could Shecht. That was the first two parakim. The third parak, Eilat Treifas, is about if I do Shechita, what if there's a problem with the animal that I'm doing Shechita on? And what are the kosher animals, what are the non-kosher animals that I'm allowed to do Shechita on? That was all Eilat Treifas, the two halves of Eilat Treifas. Then we got into what if I shecht an animal and it's pregnant? That was right here, Behema Makasha, pregnant animal. Now I have the final section, the next section that is related to Shechita, but it's really a separate entity. From here to the end of the Masechta, really, every perek is like its own entity. Oso Vespino, it's going to be the Isser of shechting a mother, possibly, and an offspring on the same day. That also has to do with Shechita, but really it's a separate Isser in Parshas Emor. Oso Vespino, that we'll talk about in a second. But it's also related to Shechita, that's why it's here. In the sixth perek, that's perek Kisi Adam, which is the mitzvah that happens right after Shechita. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Kisi Adam is put in Hilcha Shechita. But in Hilchas Shechita, we said, Lundus-wise, it came up once before in this Masechta, that Kisi Adam might be, in some ways, the Gemar Maisa Shechita, which we'll talk more about by the Shem in the next parak. Kisi Adam. Then we get into, after you shecht, you have to take out the Gidanasha, because that's part of the animal, even a kosher animal, even if it's not a Shrefa, you got to take it out. That's parak Gidanasha, which gets into all of Hilchas Kashrus. Then, finally, after Gidanasha, once we're talking about Kashrus, then we get into Kal HaBasar. Kal HaBasar, Akuf Gilmam Abayz, is the rest of Vilchas Kashrus, Basar B'Chalav. We're talking about Gidanash, is Kashrus. We're talking about Basar B'Chalav, which is Kashrus. That's Kal HaBasar, Asr L'Vashar B'Chalav. That is the eighth parak. And then we get into all the Tumah V'Tahara ideas. But that is what's on the forecast for the next couple of prakim. So here we go. So, Osova Esbino, the Isser of Shechting a parent and an offspring on the same day, Noheg, by the way, this goes by halachic days, night to night, as we'll see later on, Oso Vespino, Noheg Bein Baris Bein Mechutz Laretz. It applies even in Mechutz Laretz. Rashi says there's no chiddush for that. Obviously, we would know that. That's just leading up to the future cases that we'll see other mitzvahs that the Gemara has to, the Mishnah has to describe, maybe only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but here Bein Baris Bein Mechutz Laretz is not really a chiddush. Rashi says Delo Itzrich Chovas Agufi Chovas Aguf Noheges Bein Baris Bein Mechutz Laretz. It's Chovas Aguf. Yes, we know the Ramban in Parshas Achreimos, which says that maybe even Chovas Aguf, there's an added element in Eretz Yisrael, right? Even Tefillin Mezuzah V'chulu. But that is more of a hashkafic message according to most. But that is Chovetz HaGuf, we assume, is equal in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Bifnei HaBayis, Veshalo Bifnei HaBayis. It applies in when there was a base of Migdash, or even if there's no base of Migdash, you still can't check those Chovetz Beno. Bechulin u'bimukdashin, and applies to Chulin, non-carbon animals, and to Mukdashin, and to carbon animals. Period. Stop there for a minute. Interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, you could ask it as a question. He doesn't ask it as a question. But one could say, is there a hemshech between Behema Makasha and Oso Vespino? Is there a connection between these two prakim? So the Rambam implicitly says yes. The Rambam says, Mutter lishchot es hamu'uberes. Ubar eiver me'imohu. Yud beiz yud in shchita. The Rambam says, you're allowed to shech the pregnant animal. Ubu yerachimo. Why would I have thought otherwise? You're allowed to shech the mu'uberes. I would have to wait that to say, because you might have thought that a ben pekua is also vespino. That's the chiddush as the Rambam, right? Ben pekua, also vespino is an isser, but there's no isser to shech the ben pekua. That's nowhere. Mutter lishchot mu'uberes. Right? Because it's allowed. That's not called two shchitas. If the animal is born, v'im yatzah ha'ubar chai acher shchitasa v'hifras al hakarka. If the animal came out after the shchita and was mafris, so remember we paskin that needs a shchita midrabanan. So once you need a shechita, even though it's only drabanan, the Rambam still says, ein shochtan oso b'yom echad. You still should not do the shechita, but v'im shachat ein aloka. You don't get malchus. But it's a shechita that's required midrabanan, so that is why one shouldn't do it lechatchila. But that is the Rambam. Interesting, lishchot mu'uberes. Maybe this connects again to our hakira that we mentioned 8 times in the last parak. And that is, right, the ben the shechita of the mother, is that a shechita for the baby, or is that the baby does not need shechita? So again, if you say that it is a shechita for the baby, then that's the havamina for the question. Unless that's the havamina in the maskana, is that it's not a shechita for the baby. It's just the heter shechita. That might be the havamina maskana. Or you can't stick it into even the other side. That even if you want to say it's considered as if it's shachut, but not for this halacha, vosav esbeno. You need a shechita outside the womb, you could say, one could say. And again, the first line of this parak might connect to the previous parak. The Sefer HaChinuch writes various reasons for the isser of Oso Vespino. The Chinuch gives 2 reasons. Number one, in Reish Tzadik Dalid, the Chinuch says, Mitzvah 294, Misharshia Mitzvah, Sheyitena Adam Elibo, person should think about, Ki Ashgachas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Minei Balichayim Bechlal. This is a yesod that we mentioned in the past, but here it is. The Chinuch mentions it in the Mitzvah of Oso Vespino. Whoever want to look it up. The Chinuch says, a person should realize that there's Hashgachas Hashem on all people, on all beings. V'im Hashgachaso Alehem Yiskemu L'Olam. And because of Hashem's Hashgacha, all creatures continue to exist. Ki Hashgachaso Badvarim. V'zeo Kiyumam. That's why species do not become extinct, even though we call them extinct, but it could be that it's related to another category of animal that we don't connect it to. Just because it's not that we don't connect it in the same category doesn't mean that it's not connected. And then the Chinuch adds, even though there's hashgacha pratis on people, on animals there's hashgacha klalis. Lochein mine shabalechayim eladar klal bamin yasim Hashem hashkacha so baruchu. There's hashkacha pratis on people, specific on each person. Hashkacha klal is on species of animals. V'alkein nimnanu milchalos ha'ilan va'anafav biyachad. That's why you're not allowed to destroy a tree and its fruit. L'remezeh. We'll get to that. V'yonu chalomer be'enyin atzad apshat. That's number one. We should remember that hashkacha. There is hashkacha. Klalis, and therefore, that is why a mother and its child, 2 generations of an animal, that's like trying to wipe out, so to speak, an entire species. It's 2 generations, same animal, so maybe that's the message. To make us think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the species. You're allowed to kill an animal for your benefit, yes, but don't do another generation. Don't do another generation. Maybe that's the message. Teach us Hashgacha Klalis, number one. Number two, the second idea is Likvo Benafshoseinu Midas Achemla Ulaharchach Midas Ha'achzarius Shu Midara. It's achzarius to be able to see, for the mother to see her child being shechted in front of her. So therefore, that would mean only in one direction, not in the other direction, but that is a second idea. That is the number two. Expanding upon this, the Rambam Amar Nebuchim says this second idea, but he expands it to say, and this is one of the sources for Tzar Balechayim. Tzav Balechayim, as we know, torturing an animal while it is alive, if to kill an animal, that's not Tzav Balechayim. Right, so that's the hunting tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. But to torture an animal while it's alive. So therefore, Tzav Balechayim. So therefore, this is one of the sources. Whenever this comes up, we like to mention Rav Asher Weiss's Chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss mentions it a couple of places. I brought it today from this week's Parsha. Parsha's Kisavo. Simin Nun Aleph. On the Pasuk, Arur Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos. Right, to keep the Torah, to affirm the Torah. That's Baruch Asher Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos. And Arur the opposite, says the Minchas Asher. Hinei Pashut HaDavar. De Milvad Taryag Mitzvah Sheba Torah. Besides the 613, Suma Al HaAdam Lekayim Mitzvah Rabos. Af Shehem in HaTorah. That are also Daraisa. Ela Shalom Nimnu B'minyan HaTaryag. There are many Daraisa concepts, says the Menchas Asher, that are not counted as the 613. Mishum shelo ne'emru b'lashon tzivui mefurash. Because they're not said as a specific tzivui. Mikol makom, ratzon Hashem sheyaso osam ha'adam, v'chai bahem, v'ratzon zeh lamei demana mito tov toras Hashem. He says there are many examples of this, but it's clear that this category, what we would call the fifth Shulchan Aruch, what we'd call the Daraisa ideas and inyanim that are not mitzvos, that is clear. And he quotes this from, we mentioned this from a Balchanan in Chelik Beis. He talks about this by Bilam, right, what did Bilam do wrong? Because he wasn't doing Ratzon Hashem. Even though Hashem said, okay, fine, go, but he didn't do Ratzon Hashem. Other sources that relate to this as well. But the source that, the example that he always likes to quote are two. One of them is Tzav Balechayim. He says, if you look through the Mefarshim, there are at least 11 sources for Tzav Balechayim in the Makoros. Nowhere in Shas. The Gemara does not talk about Tzav Balechayim. The Gemara mentions Tzav Balechayim, but does not quote any sources. But there are many sources. One of them is right here. One of them is Osov Es Veno. Others, Rashi says in Shabbos Kufchav Chesem Abeis, the mitzvah of unloading an animal that has too much of a burden on it. The mitzvah of Perika. Rashi says, mitzvah sator lefrok behemas chavero harovetz tachas maso tamo v'nyano mishum Tzav Balechayim. That's Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. Shidu B'kubetze says on last week's Parsha, Shidu B'kubetze says in Bat Metzia, lo sachsom shor b'disho, not muzzling an animal. Other Rishonim say, last week's Parsha also, not violating kilai behema, having two different animals that are chained up to the same wagon. Some Rishonim say that only applies to a kosher and a non-kosher animal. Why? Because the non-kosher animal is going to be looking at the kosher animal, seeing him chew its cud. Hey, he got lunch? I didn't get lunch. That's not fair. And it's going to cause him to be even more pain. So we get many, many sources. Shiluach HaKan might be another source according to some. Exactly. Others say it's learned out from the Pasuk in by Bilam. Why are you hitting me? The Chassam Sofer says, Racham of HaKol Masav. Right? So many, many sources. What's the message? Just give me a source. Why are there 11 sources? The answer is because there is no real source. These are all hints, but there is no real source. The real source is Ratzon HaTorah. It's an idea that Hashem didn't command, but you know it's a Doraisa concept. That is the Menchas Asher. One final point, fascinating. Worth it to come today for this thought right here. Well, hopefully for every minute. But this thought I saw late last night, the Aznayim LaTorah of Sirotskin says, another message that you learn from Osov Es Veno, you learn Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. What? How do you learn Arevus from Kol Yisrael? He says, it isn't amazing. One guy could shecht an animal. And because one guy shechts the animal, the entire Jewish people are not allowed to shecht the other animal. What is one guy doing something have to do with me? What difference? He's shechting an animal, I'm somebody else, I'm on the other side of the world. And if I don't even know he did it, I didn't have the b'shogeg. What does his shechita have to do with me? Dover zem alamid osano sheyesh ba'am Yisrael shaychus nifla'a. Bein Reb Yisrael, that's like plony, l'kol Yisrael, ula hefech. Bein ha'prat el ha'klau, ula hefech. Shaychus kazos she'enena b'shar umos. Doesn't exist. La'ama Torah shekibala atzma is a tafki li osmor lagoyim nishama achas klolos l'kol Yisrael rak hagufim nifradim mikan shebrei Yisrael arevim zelazeh klapi shmaya mikan hanetia v'umos ha'olam l'galgal cheta yachid shebi Yisrael ha'klal kulo v'im echad b'Yisrael shachat oso osa al yidei zeh roshem al nishmas klal Yisrael l'chol prateha v'alehem lihimana milishchot me'oso yom es bino. One guy does Oso, the rest of Klal Yisrael is Asa to do Bino. Right? Where else do we have an example where one Jew does something and that affects the entire... I guess you could say it by marriage. I marry a woman and all of a sudden this woman is off limits for every other Jew. Another example where it comes up. So you can say saying marriage is teaches you klaisol reim zolazeh. That's it gives a woman a status. But here you can say that's why it's not even the makadish. It's just the status of the woman. By definition, ashes is usher to everybody besides the husband. Here, there's no status. You just shechted an animal. What does that have to do with the other animal? The answer is that's arefus. Okay. Let's continue now. So, ketzad. So, now let's talk about osov esbeno. Hashochet osov esbeno. So, the Gemara is going to talk about every single permutation of the iser. Chulin kachim bifnim bachutz. Every single permutation. Here we go. So, hashochet osov esbeno chulin bachutz. A regular case. I have two animals. They're both chulin. You shech them outside the base of Mikdash. So, shneim ksherim. First rule we learn. By osov esbeno, the second animal does not become ne'esar. It's kosher. You did not avera, but it's kosher. Vasheni sofek esarabim. Right, and the second person who did the second animal gets malchus. What is the lashon sofeg? Whenever we have malchus in Mishnayos, we always have that lashon. We never think about it. What does sofeg esarabim mean? So right here, the Tiferes Yisrael says in Mishnayos three pshatim. What does sofeg mean? Number one, spoke is a sponge. You absorb the malchus. Sofeg esarabim. That's number one. Shumilashin svoksha sofeket akol klomersha boleya hamalkus shayde cheto moshech latzma hamalkus kisvog shetivol avlu amayim. Number one. Number two, svok sometimes means to wipe. Right? Well, in the Mishnayos in Yuma, he comes up and he dries himself, he wipes himself with a towel, all of it is tapag. He goes up and he's this tapag, he wipes himself with a towel. So too here, he wipes his sin away with the malkus. Sofeg esarabim. Yidishan is lachlech becheto miskaneach umistar mimenu. Ali de hamalkashe yokeu. Number two. And then he quotes the aruch. Sofeg is like, we say, yaspikas kapov. Right? We clap the hands. So you get whipped. That's sofeg esarabim. So three pshatim right here in the Tiferes Yisrael. What does it mean? But either way, we know that the animals are both kosher, and the second one is sofeg esarabim. There is a Rav Sadigon that's quoted in the Rishonim, and then we'll read the rest of the Mishnah. Rav Sadigon is quoted in the Rishonim here. It's not based on the Gemara anywhere. It doesn't seem to be based on the Gemara. Rav Sadigon says, this: if you do esov espino, you're right, it's mutter, you're not allowed to eat it that day. Knas. He comes up with a knas. Similar, the Ron quotes, it's just similar to Maisa Shabbos. Right, just like if somebody does an aveir on Shabbos, b'shogeg, different rules. When is it mutter? But it's at least aser liyomos, it's aser for that day. So Rav Sadigon also, Rav Sadigon also quotes this in the quoted here in the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Kasev matzazi malachas gedolos v'avar v'shachat ima ubarta b'chad yoma kama shari lemechle b'shaite." The first one is mutter right away. Basra mashi le'ad le'urti. You got to wait till the next day. V'lo matzasi zeh b'talmud. I didn't find this anywhere. The Knasu Shalomar Mimaisa Shabbos. But then he says, the Ein Talmudo Ola Doma Yafe. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The Rambam says Beferish is not true. The Gemara says Ksherim. You would think that if it was Usser that day, that we would have some hint to it in the Gemara. But it's nowhere in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch does mention it in Simen Tezayin Os Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avar v'shachar osov esbeno b'yom echad, mutter l'achlam, v'yesh misha oser, bo b'yom l'echol ha'achron. Of course, both days, yesh misha oser. But again, that's the, that is Rav Sadigon. Okay, that's the first case. Two chulin animals, bachutz, all you're talking about is osov esbeno. Next, kachim bachutz. What if you have kachim bachutz? So now we're talking about the iser of, right, shchutei chutz. So what's the halacha? So the first guy. First guy, you shech the first animal outside. So risha chayev karis. First guy is chayev karis because of shchutei chutz. V'shnehem, the second one is not chayev karis. Why? Because once the first one is shechted, the second one is not ra'ui to be hukrav that day. And shchutei chutz is only if I shecht an animal outside that is right to be hukrav that day. So the second, the first time guy goes, so the second guy didn't violate a full isser of shchutei chutz.
Doesn't make it chulin.
I'm sorry? Does not make it chulin. Does not make it chulin. It's still a karban. Do it tomorrow. Doesn't make it chulin. Harisha chayev kares v'shnehem psulim, but they're both pasul. Shchutei chutz pasul the animal, but the second guy is not chayev kares. V'shnehem sofek esarabim, they both get malchus. The first one gets malchus for shchutei chutz. The second one gets malchus for osov esbeno. That is that case. Next, chulin bifnim v'shne. What if you have the opposite case? Both chulin. First, talking about all the cases of both the same chulin bifnim. So if you shech chulin inside, shnehem psulim. They're both possible because it's chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. But there's no malchus for chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. It's an asay. There's no malchus. And v'asheni sofek zarba. And the second one gets malchus because of oso v'esbeno. Right, doing that aveira. Next, kachin bifnim. What about two animals, right? Mother, daughter, or mother, offspring? Bifnim. So arishon kasha. The first one is kasha. That's fine. That's a carbon. The upater, and you're pater from everything, because that's what you were supposed to do. Kasher upater. Vasheni, shofik es arbam upasal. The second one is, gets malchus, because of the isser of oso vespino, and is pasal. The animal's pasal. Why? Rashi says it's mechusar zman. Just like an animal before its eighth day is mechusar zman, umiyom hashmini vahala, so to hear, oso vespino, lo sishchel du biyomechar. What's the first one is shechted? The second one is mechusar zman, and if you shech the mechusar zman carbon, that is pasal. Next. Malchus is just for Oso Esmeno, correct. Next, Chulin v'Kachim. So all these cases are just different permutations, but the same rules. Chulin and Kachim. Bachutz, let's say, in that order. You did Chulin and Kachim outside. So Harishon, Kasher, Potter. The first one is fine. So Chulin animal outside, that's what you're supposed to do. V'Hasheni, but now the second one you did outside, but already you're not going to get Karis. Because it's already, it's not right to be hooked up Bifnim. V'Hasheni, so if it gets Arbaim, you're going to get Malchus for Oso Esmeno. And upasal, and the animal's pasal, because it was a carbon that was shechted outside. Kachim v'chulin. What about the opposite order? Bachutz, a carbon and chulin outside. So harishon chayiv kares. The first one is chayiv kares because that is shchutei chutz, a regular case of shchutei chutz. Upasal, and it's pasal. V'hasheni kasher. And the second one is kasher because osov esbeno doesn't pasal the animal, as we said before, except for fsad yigon drabanan. But it doesn't pasal the animal. V'shnei himself going to start bombing. He's going to get malchus for it. Going to get malchus for osovespino. The second one's going to get malchus for osovespino. The first one's going to get malchus for shchutei chutz. Chulin. Now the opposite. What about if they're different inside? Last two cases. Chulin v'kachim bifnim. What about not the last two cases? But they're different depending on the order. What if you have chulin and kachim inside? So again, chulin inside the first one. That is chulin bazara. There's no malchus there, but it's going to pass to the animal. The second one did the carbon inside, but it was mechusar zman. So, shneim psulim, they're both pasal. The first one was chulin bazara, the second one is a carbon that's mechusar zman. V'hasheni sovekes arbam, the second one's going to get malchus for osov esbeno. The first one doesn't get malchus, remember, only shchutei chutz gets malchus, and osov esbeno gets malchus. Chulin bazara does not get malchus, that's not a lav. Next, opposite order. Kachim b'chulin b'fnim. What about the opposite order? A carbon and then a chulin. Harishon, kasher, upater. That's what you're supposed to do. That's a carbon. Perfect carbon. V'hasheni, sovek es arbam, upasal. The second one is also vespino, and therefore you're going to get malchus for that. Upasal, and you pasal the animal, because it's not just oso vespino. That wouldn't pasal the animal, but it's chulin bazara. That pasals the animal. Next. What if you switched in the middle? Chulin bachutz ubifnim. What if you have two chulin animals? You did the first one outside and the second one inside. So risha kasher upata. The first one's fine. First one is a regular chulin animal. Vahasheni, you brought it inside. So if it gets arbaim, you're going to get malchus for oso vesbeno. Upasal, and the animal's going to be pasal for chulin ba'azara. Kachim bachutz ubifnim. What about the opposite? You do carbon outside and then inside. So harishon chayef karis. That's shkutei chutz. Chayef karis. The second one all of a sudden becomes mechusar zman. So therefore, the second one you brought inside, but it's not going to be a kosher carbon. So shem sofek es arbam. They're both going to get malchus. The first one for shkutei chutz. The second one for oso vespino. Ushneim psulim. And they're both pasal for those reasons as well. Next. Chulin bifnim ubachutz. What if you start off with inside and then outside? You shech the mother inside and then the child outside. So harishon pasul ubata. The first one is pasul because it is chulin bifnim. But there's no malchus on that, so he's going to be pater. V'hasheni, so if it gets arbam. The second one is oso vespino, so you're going to be chay malchus for that, v'kasher. But it's kasher, as we said, because purely oso vespino does not pasul the animal. Last case, kachim bifnim ubachutz. What if you have a carbon inside and outside? So harishon kasher upater. The first one's fine. First one's a carbon, and then you bring the carbon outside, but it's already mechusar zman. So you're not going to be chaya for shchutei chutz kares. So v'hasheni sovek es arbam. So the second one's going to get malchus because of osov espino upasel, and it's going to pasel the animal though because it's a carbon outside. It's a carbon outside. It's not purely osov espino. Okay, so that was all the permutations that you could come up with carbon and chulin inside and outside.
So shchutei chutz.
Shchute, well, every malchus is chayav kar. Every karis is chayav malchus. That's a question, whether if you get malchus or you niftar from the karis. Right, that's the Mishnah in malchus.
Well, it says
I'm saying you would get malchus for it. Right, the question is, are you pater from the malchus once you get the karis? That's the question. You're going to get the malchus. Does that pater you from your karis? That's the question. That's what we discussed back in Masechas Malchus. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We continue. Gemara, minayin lo osav ezmanoshin oi b'mukdashin. How do I know those of ezmanoshin applies by hakadshim? Ask Tosfos, why would you think otherwise? Why would you think otherwise? It's kind of like, sounds that way in Parshas Emor, but why would I have limited osav ezmano to chulin? I think it's a chulin halacha. Tosfos asks, yim tomar, Tosfos minayin. He says, amai saka daitef, lo ayri krob b'mukdashin, ha stomachs it, doesn't limit it. What's the hava mina to limit it to chulin? And don't tell me, I'm just going to mention this line of Tosfos, and the Achronim discuss at length this line. But I'm just going to mention the line. V'yein lomar, don't tell me you need it for a case where what if the only Karban Pesach you could find is an Osov Esbeno animal? So maybe you would think you should say, Asi Docha Losase. The Asei of Pesach is Docha, the Losase is of Osov Esbeno. And that's the Chiddush of the Pasig that you can't use it. We just go to the Pesach Sheni. The Salka Dadef to Asi, Asei the Pesach, V'dachi Lav to Osov Esbeno. Well, Hachi Yisrach to Lo Dachi. Right? Is that why? That's the Chiddush. Tosfos says, no, Dachi Agav, we have a parallel case. Well, he would say that. So he said this based on technical words. Right? There is words in between this Pasik and the Kachem context. Therefore, that's the Havamina. Meaning he gets out of any Svara. But that's a big discussion in the Achronim. Should we say that? That would be the Pasik would tell me not to say that? Why wouldn't we say that? Why wouldn't we say Asidach Alotasai? Right, the current Pesach is Dochel Osase of Osav Espino. Is it because you put yourself into the situation of having to use the Losase? And maybe because of that, that's why it doesn't work? That's an interesting discussion. Why? What would be wrong with saying Asi Dochel Osase in that case?
It's probably the day they had to be most careful.
They had to be very careful, yeah. They had to be very careful. How many thousands of millions, I don't know, of animals that had to be used? Right, so they had to be most careful that day. Okay, so Tanur Rabbanan, so how do we know that it applies even to Kachim? So Tabal Omar, Shor O Chesev O Eis, Ki Yivaleid, V'Ksiv Basrei, V'Shor Oseh, Oso Vesbeno, Lo Sishcha Dubi Omechad, right, the beginning of the laning on Yantif, Limeda Oso Vesbeno, Shinoi B'Mukdashin, right, the teacher is because right before it was talking about Kachim. I forgot to bring it, I just remembered it now. I think Rabbi Schwab, in his Sefer Al HaTorah, talks about why on Yantif, when we lean for Parshas Emor, for the Parshas Emoradim, we start a few Pesukim early. Shor O Chesev. Which have nothing to do with Yantif. Shor HaChesef, Mechusir Zman, Osov Ezbeno, Kiddush Hashem. What do we do? I just start with the Parochah, the Dabar Hashem Moshe Leimar. But without, well, we don't have enough Pesukim, you can make another Osafa somewhere. But still, there might be some connection, deeper connection between these Pesukim and Yantif. Okay, so that's the Pasuk. V'yema b'mikdashin in b'cholon lo. Okay, once it's connected to Kachim, maybe you should say the opposite. Maybe only by Kachim, and not chulin. So the answer is shor hifsik ha'inyan. Nor shor is mafsik. That word is mafsik to tell me it applies to chulin also. That's what Tosfos said. Maybe I would have thought it only applies to chulin. That was that word. V'yema b'chulin imba mukdashin lo. So emphasize again. Once you say it's a hefsik, so say it's mafsik totally. Ksiv vishar vav mosav alinyan rishon. Vav connects it. So the word separates it, but vav connects it again. Ima kachim kilayim lo. Avos nazno kilayim lo. Ah, if you're comparing it to kachim, so why don't we make a limit? If by, you can't bring an animal that's kilayim as a carbon, so maybe we should say, there's no kilayim by Osov Ezbeno. Meaning, if I have kilay behema, and they have a child, there's a child from kilay behema, let's say there's a mule, mule's a non-kosher animal, but let's say you could have a case, so is there an isser of shechting that offspring with the parents? So maybe I should say, right, usually kilay behema is usser to do, but it's not usser bana. Not a subhanah. So maybe I should say it doesn't apply. If it's like kachim, so just like kachim, kilayim are excluded, so this should be excluded from the Yisra of Osov Espino. So I love a Tanya, but we learned that's not true. Osov Espino noig bikilayim, ubakoi. It does apply to kilayim and to a koi, which we know is Safik Chai, Safik Behema. The O, then also, sexiv. It says se, the amarava, zebanaav. Koma kom shenemar se, edo elo lahotzias a kilayim. It says se, and se always excludes kilayim. So, right, like Rashi says on top, the alfinan kulhu mi sex of him vise izim. Mi deloksiv sex of him viizim, shramina, delomikri se achiu aviv imo kvasim. Right, aval echad, kesav, echad eis, lohavi se. Kilayim is not called a set. But it said that's what it's talking about in this context. We know it should apply to Kelayim. So Amar Kra, all the Rabbos is a Kelayim. O includes it. But the Gemara's question was, shouldn't it be excluded like by Kachim? No, O includes it. So the Gemara says, Hi, O, mi bailei lechalek. 1 minute, we need that O to differentiate. The Saka Dayat Chamina, Ad the Shachid, Shar, Ubino, Se Ubino, Lo Machayev. You would have thought that you would only be Chayev if you do both of them. Kamash Malan, Osa, right? Shar Osa, you would have thought you have to do both Shar and Osa. Kamash Malan, that was there lechalek. So therefore, you don't have an O extra, so now we're back to the question, how do you know to include Kilayim? So the Gemara answered, no, L'chalek mi b'no nafka. You know that from b'no. B'no is singular. So singular offspring, it would be Aser. So that's why O is extra to include Kilayim. V'yakadim boy, look at the Tanya. No, you still need to O for something else. Ilu nemar shar v'seh u'b'no. If you would have said that, Lashon, ha'yisi omer achi yishchat shar v'seh u'b'no. I would have thought you had a shech, two parents and one child. Tamalomar. So maybe you're going to think about the svar for that one. Tamalomar, shor ose, oso, ve'esbino. Tamalomar says that. What is that teaching me? My love, may o, nafkale. Don't you learn, therefore, the o is teaching me to separate the shor and the se, meaning one parent and its child. And therefore, again, we're back to the question, o is used up, so it cannot be used to teach me to include kelayim. So Gemara says, lo, may oso. No, this last lima was learned that from oso, not from o. So now we say, Ha'ani chal Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who we're going to have soon, fine, demiyatu le'oso. So, oso is extra to teach me this, and therefore o is extra. El lechananya delo miyatu le'oso, but according to Chananya, who we'll see soon, oso is not extra, because we're going to see Chananya holds it only applies to, well, we'll see what he holds in a second, it's limited, so lechalik minale, oso is not extra, so therefore, you have to learn lechalik from somewhere. So lechor, you learn it from the word o. If you learn it from the word o, we're back to the original question. How do you know to include kelayim? So the Gemara says, no, o can include kelayim. Lechalik lo sarakra. You don't need a word to teach me that shor and se are separate. Why? To sava lechor b'yonasan. Because the old like Rabbi Yonasan, to Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan says, in a totally different context. Ish ashe kalel aviv v'imo. Somebody who curses their parents, chas v'shalom, ein li ela aviv v'imo. I would think you have to curse both your parents to be chayiv misa. Aviv shalo imo, amar imo shalo aviv v'ina. And how do I know it's either one parent? Tamalomar, aviv v'imo kilel, aviv kilel, imo kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says, because of the extra pasuk, so that's how you learn that it's each one separately. Rabbi Yonasan amar, mash b'shneim ke'echad, mash b'echad b'fnei atzmo. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, the pasuk itself, I would have learned either, even just separately. Until the pasuk says yachtov together, I would know automatically that it's either or. So too, Rabbi Yonasan would say that here, either or, you don't need any other word to be lachalik between shar and seh. So everything's fine. O is used to include kilayim. Period. My chananya, my rabbanon. What's the svar? What's the machlokas that we referred to earlier? Detanya. Here it is. You saw the sick machlokas in this parak. Oso vesbeno noig bin a hek kavis. Vinoi bezacharim. Tanakama, only by mothers and offspring. Only by females and offspring. That's the Tanakama. Chananya omer, noig beinzo bezacharim, beimin a kavis. Even by fathers as well. Right, we had this earlier. This was called Choshishin Lazera Ha'av. Right, that the even by fathers and their offspring also are included. My time is now. What's the source for this? So we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but let's at least get it down. So my time is the Rabbanan. Again, it might be totally on the svaris that we gave for the Isser, Achzarius and others. So my time is the Rabbanan. What's the svar for the Rabbanan? That males or females, Detanya, Yachol, Yehei, Oso, Vesmano, Noig, Bein, Bezachar, Mimim, Nekevis, Arme, I think it applies to both, Vedinu, and it should apply to both. Chayiv Kan, V'chayiv Be'eim Al Habanim. But, because it's your chayiv here, and your chayiv for Shiluach HaKan, for not sending away the mother bird. Last week's Parsha. Ma, Kishachayiv Be'eim Al Habanim, B'nekevis, Alo, Bezacharim. Just like over there, Be'eim Al Habanim, it's only Nekevis. Rashi says, V'ha'eim Rovetzes, Al Ha'efrochim, not Ha'av Rovetz. So just like over there, it's only by mothers. So here too, I would limit it to Nekevis. Right, that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. So we say back, lo, imamarta be'eim alabanim, maybe only over there it's limited. Shekein lo asaba mezuman kesheinu mezuman, because there it's already limited in another way too. The halacha is, the mitzvah is only where you come upon it. It's not prepared for you. If it's prepared for you, which might mean in your rishus, So there's no mitzvah. So it's already a limited mitzvah. So to limit it to females also, that's fine. Tomar ba'osov es beno, sh'asav ha'mezuman, k'sheinu mezuman. But ba'osov es beno, it's even if it's your own animals. So maybe you cannot compare the context. You already see it's different in that way. So tamalomar, oso. That's why it says oso echad velo beis. Oso is a limiting word. It's it, only it. That, this is the oso that we said before. He uses oso, so it's not extra. So oso aleph velo beis, only one case. So achar shechilak akasiv, and once we limit it to one case, so chisi ladin. So that's why I say this comparison. Chayev kano chayev emal abanim, makash chayev emal abanim, and kevus labasacharim, afkash chayev kam, and kevus labasacharim. So you're right. I wouldn't have limited it because of that problem that you have. But once I have a limud, a word to teach me a limit of oso, then I can limit it based on that similar context. Then the Rabbanan continue. V'yim nafshach lomar. And if you want, I have another source for you. Bino, misha bino karuch acharav. Bino, someone whose offspring follows it. Yasa zachar she bino karuch acharav. The kids go after the mother. The kids always follow the mother. Karuch achareha. So that's Beno. Beno, its son, not masculine, but its son, that's how you know it's the mother. So Ma'am Nafshach Lomar, what is that extra line meaning? What's wrong with the first source? V'chi tema oso zachar mashma. And if you want to say oso should mean male, and therefore if you want to limit it to one, maybe it should have to be the male and not the female. So Hari Omer, no, Beno might not mean male, it just means Misha Beno Karuch Acharav, Yatsa Zachar She Beno Karuch Acharav, excluding a Zachar. That's the Rabbanan Shita, Svara, Makar, for its being limited to the Kevus below Zacharim. Ula Chananya, one more line, Ksiv Oso, Damashma Zachar, Viksiv Beno, Misha Beno Karuch Acharav, Damashma Nekeva. Right, each word hilkach noig beimis zacharim beimin akevis. So that's why, according to Chananya, it applies to both males and females. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this karach acharav Hashem when we start shiur tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here and shkolech. We will continue.